Blog Talk Radio.
It's yours. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine. Whose world is this?
Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth that murderers move with, the thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, the fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe, the mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason, with pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. Sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
The world is this.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Welcome back, everyone, to another installment of Midnight Madness. I am Corey Ponerolo, and alongside no one tonight, I am riding solo as our good co-host and friend of mine, John Fanta, is getting a well-deserved rest over at South Orange. John had a busy day today in the office, heading down to a Pirate Blue fundraiser for Seton Hall University, so we do appreciate all his hard work, and John will be back well-rested for tomorrow. As we talk whatever is going on in sports, especially those New York Mets, we will have everything broken down about them tomorrow. But I'm riding solo, and as I ride solo, better, you know, find something to talk about in the world of sports. You know, the Mets, like we said, been on a very, very, very hot streak. Their bats have suddenly have sprung to life. You know, Cespedes really wasn't the answer necessarily. They defeated the Marlins tonight 12-1, and Granderson's starting to play well. Duda's been playing out of his mind, and we're going to get, you know, much more into that tomorrow as John breaks that down for us. But tonight's episode, I promised our fans that I will run through each NFL division, starting with the AFC East. Give my predictions, give, you know, some bold statements, you know, the trade acquisitions, how this team's going to fare this upcoming season, and, you know, how, you know, this division's going to play out in the 2015-2016 season. So, you know, let's get started. We got a lot of divisions to get through. We're going to start with the AFC East. It is 12:03 here on Midnight Madness. And if you'd like to call in and if you have any thoughts regarding any division, I'm here to talk. I am open to any opinions. 516-387-1570. Again, it's 516-387-1570. Call in to talk NFL. We're going to start with an AFC East, which in my mind is one of the top divisions in football. Tom Brady is going to be suspended for the first four games of the season. A New England Patriots team that did go 12-4 last year in the 2014 regular season. They played sensational, 7-1 at home, 4-2 in the division, 9-3 in the conference. They played, you know, really great football, you know. But with Tom Brady not playing in those first four games, it's going to be a detrimental impact for them. No, if they make the playoffs, they're still going to be the New England Patriots that we all, you know, hate to love. You know, Tom Brady is sensational. One of he's the face of the NFL. You know, with the whole lying and these scandals with the Deflategate, in my eyes, not that big a deal. But, you know, it's the Patriots, you know. They walk this tightrope. And what this tightrope is, this imaginary tightrope that I'm trying to bring into a perspective here, they walk that fine line and they'll do whatever they can do to give themselves a competitive edge in winning football games. Granted, you know, some may not think it is right. Winning, at the end of the day, it's all about winning. And if you can get away with certain things, you know, all credit to the New England Patriots. But they're going to have their handfuls this year. And you look at a New York Jets team with a revamped defense, Sheldon Richardson, depending on if he doesn't get, you know, suspended for more games than he does. You have Muhammad Wilkerson, who's been playing out of his mind. The Jets, he deserves a lot of money. He's one of the best defensive ends in football. The Jets have a fantastic pass rush, superb secondary in Revis and Cromartie. So the Jets' defense has come to life. You know, Geno Smith didn't have many weapons. That was a concern for Jets fans, and, you know, that's why, you know, they don't think he's as good as people think he is. But now he has Brandon Marshall alongside Eric Decker. This is really going to, you know, bolster his chances of being a better quarterback. I have talked to a couple of Jet fans, and they think this may be Geno's year. I say you give him one more shot. I think he has the talent. We saw that in West Virginia. I think the Jets are not going to be a team, a 4-12 football franchise. They have the talent to play much better. And we're going to see, coming in the 2015-2016 season, how they fare. I think that they're going to surprise a lot of teams. Maybe, you know, a 500 football club. You know, who knows? It's going to come down to conference play. And it's a tough conference. And even in the division, I mean, like I said, this division is very, very difficult. The Buffalo Bills, with acquiring LeSean McCoy, they have, if not the, in my eyes, the best defensive line in football. Mario Williams, Kyle Williams, Marcel Darius, pass rushers and run blockers galore. Their secondary is young and quick. Even ask Tom Brady. The Buffalo Bills always give Tom Brady fits, whether in Buffalo or New England. Getting, you know, quarterback is another issue to be addressed. Is E.J. Manuel going to be the starter? You know, I think so at the end of the day. I think he's been plagued with injuries throughout his career. I've seen him play to a high caliber that he's able, you know, that he's able to. But yet again, the quarterback will be, you know, a question mark coming into this season. Rex Ryan's going to have this defense in tip-top shape. You know, I like Matt Cassel. You know, he was able to get it done in New England. I don't see why he can't get it done now. Watkins is a very great receiver. So, you know, we'll see. Charles Clay is, you know, a nice safety blanket for some. And, you know, just even ask Ryan Tannehill about that. We turned to the Miami Dolphins, who got Ndamukong Suh alongside Cameron Wake. And if that doesn't strike fear into your offensive line, your quarterback, then I don't know what does. You know, Miami Dolphins, led by Ryan Tannehill, who I think is slowly becoming a leader out of Texas A&M. You know, Sean Moreno, he's kind of went out of the league, and then he slowly made his way back in. He can run the football hard. That's clear to see. Kenny Stills, they were able to acquire. Fantastic deep threat. So I would keep an eye out for the Dolphins. They did lose Mike Wallace, but they got and replaced Kenny Stills. And this AFC East division is going to be the most intriguing to watch in my eyes. I still think the Patriots will come out on top. I just love the way Belichick can just piece his team together. Chandler Jones was sensational for them on the defensive end last year. You know, that defense doesn't look fantastic, but it is. And I think they're going to still come out on top. I don't know about 12 wins, but I think they're going to maybe over 10. Buffalo Bills will be in a close second. The Dolphins may be tied with them, if not a game under, and the Jets right behind them. So I do think it's going to be the Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, Jets, just like it was last year, but the records, the wins and losses in each of those teams' columns will be changed up very drastically. So AFC East is my division to watch this year in the 2015-2016 regular season. So we're going to keep on rolling. We're going to the AFC North next, and I wish we had John Fant on the show talking Browns with us. But if you're listening in, feel free to call in. Love to hear your insight on the NFL and any NFL questions you would like to ask me. 516-387-1570. And we're going to keep on rolling here. AFC North, another, you know, division in football that may not seem like a powerhouse, but you know, under the radar, they really are. The Pittsburgh Steelers, led by Ben Roethlisberger, fantastic. He is a leader, without a doubt in my mind. Now he has Antonio Brown, which is the top three, who is a top three receiver in the NFL. Great PPR kind of guy. Gets 10 to 12 receptions a game. Touchdown machine and the emergence of Le'Veon Bell. You know, the defense has fallen apart over the, you know, a couple of years. They're not as veteran-esque and savvy as they used to be. Still, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a great football club. Baltimore Ravens lose Torrey Smith, still have Steve Smith. So their vertical game, you know, kind of decreased a little bit. Justin Forsett ran the ball sensational after the departure of Ray Rice and that whole, you know, his wife scenario. And Justin Forsett, I think, can get it done. You know, they did, I mean, they came in third place, guys, and they were 10-6. Cincinnati Bengals did have a tie. But they were 10-6. They won 10 games, and they weren't even first place in their division. That does say something about, you know, the AFC North. So Baltimore Ravens, you know, their defense, you know, they did, Ray Lewis is gone. Yes, we understand that. He hasn't been there. Terrell Suggs is still, Elvis Dumervil. They have linebackers / defensive end pass rushers that are, you know, very, very helpful. Jimmy Smith and Ladarius Webb are question marks. They can play great. Very inconsistent players at that. Cincinnati Bengals, listen, great regular season football team. Love A.J. Green. I love Dalton in the regular season, that is. Love Dalton in the regular season. Unfortunately, he can't get it done come playoff time. So, you know, granted, you know, the Bengals probably will make the playoffs, but they will get bounced in the first round. Defensively, Cincinnati, sensational. Dunlap, Geno Atkins. You know, they have a great front seven, Malaluga. So the Cincinnati Bengals, regular season team, fantastic. Playoffs, don't know what happened. Dalton is to blame. I saw him in a softball in the celebrity softball game this year, and he got booed when he hit a home run. Dalton. Listen, I was told Cincinnati is in a football town, but granted, I mean, listen, he had a fan. The kid's not doing, you know, terrible in Cincinnati. Regular season-wise, he's had a fantastic career. He just can't get it done in the playoffs. You know what? Maybe this could be the year. I'm not going to predict that. That should not – I don't believe that Dalton has the capabilities to lead a team to a victory in the playoffs. But don't overlook the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, fantastic defensive team. When they – their home record may look deceiving, as they were 4-4, but playing in the dog pound is not to be taken lightly. It gets rowdy in there. It gets crazy. A crazy defensive atmosphere, very similar to Arrowhead Stadium. You know, and this is going to be a reoccurring theme throughout this show, is going to come down to quarterback play. Will Johnny Manziel start? We were told that he's going to be given the opportunity. They got McCown from Tampa Bay. Listen, McCown, he's not a starting-worthy quarterback in the league. He doesn't have the talent. What will the Cleveland Browns do? And that's just a question mark. They got Dwayne Bowe. They got Tremont Williams from Green Bay. That defense has two fantastic man-to-man press, get up in your jersey cornerbacks. So this is going to be interesting to see how the Browns play. If they can do better than 2-4 in their division, watch out. They can make the wild card if they get play from McCown. And I know it's not, he's not going to look and play and seem to have that ability to perform well on the field. But, you know, the Browns have a very good offensive line. If they can protect him, he is a quarter NFL quarterback, and if Bo can get open and they can have players making plays, watch out for the Cleveland Browns. The AFC North is my head-scratching my division. They have talent, definitely, but a lot of people overlook them because they're beginning to age, and that's not the case necessarily. They're always interesting to look at how they're going to play each and every year. But that is my head-scratching division. Now, the AFC South, we're about halfway through the show. Remember to call in if you have any NFL questions. I have to pick up the pace a little bit. I only got two divisions and we're halfway through the show, so let's see what I can do here. 516-381-5570 if you want to come on and talk football. Talk to AFC South, and this is going to be kind of brief. This is kind of like one, the powerhouse division in my eyes. The Indianapolis Colts are going to be in the Super Bowl this year, folks. Mark my words. Andrew Luck is really going to bring this team. He's a fantastic quarterback. Yes, they did get blown out against the Patriots in the playoffs, but now they have Andre Johnson. They have Frank Gore. They have a running game. They have an offense. Defense, a little questionable. But, hey, they got to the playoffs. They got where they needed to be. I think they're going to be able to run the scoreboard, and teams will be able to keep up with them. Similar to like a Denver Broncos team we saw a couple of years ago. And this is their conference. This is their division to lose. And there's no – the Houston Texans, Arian Foster has been plagued with the injury bug. And they lost Andre Johnson. They did get Vince Wilfork. So it's J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, Jadeveon Clowney. So that defense is going to play very well. But you have to put points on the board in the NFL to win games. Yes, defense wins championships, but if your defense will run out of gas come the fourth quarter, if they're on the field, three and out every other time, every 5 minutes, come game time. Jaguars are slowly creeping up. Love their defense. Julius Thomas is going to help Bortles a lot. They're not going to – I'd say they win more than three games this year. Maybe five. They can snag five, maybe six. But they're not going to be a team when they're on your schedule and you look at – you say, oh, easy win. No need to worry. They're going to be a team that you're going to have to actually, you know, play very hard against to get a W. Tennessee Titans, they are a mess. I don't think Mariota is going to be the answer right away. They need some pieces around him. I think he's going to kind of have that RG3 syndrome where it's a more, I got to take off for my team to win, and then something drastic is going to happen to him off a big hit. Listen, a 2-14 club, I think they're going to win more than two games. Yeah, unfortunately, they only put up 28 touchdowns last year, so their offense was nowhere to be found. They allowed 438 points. Defense is a question as well. Listen, obviously you go through this offseason, you see what you can do. I don't think Mariota is going to help them a lot. Definitely going to help them. I did like Mettenberg. Unfortunately, they did, kind of let him go, and they trusted Mariota. They thought Mariota was better. You know, good pick. The kid has talent, but... Yeah, I'm never a fan of Oregon players, personally. That's just who I am. But clearly in the AFC South is the Indianapolis Colts division to lose. God forbid, I don't know, if something happens to Luck. But that's not going to happen. The Colts are going to be the team coming out of the AFC South. With ease, without it out of my mind. Now we're going to turn to the AFC West. What's going to be going on with the West? Denver Broncos, don't seem to be as good as they, I guess, seem to be. Peyton Manning is showing signs of age. He can't throw the ball like he used to, and it's clear. And we knew that he was going to Denver. It's not going to be the old Peyton Manning that we saw in Indianapolis. I understand that. But he just doesn't have enough oomph on the ball anymore. I mean, he's throwing, just ducks over the middle of the field. I mean, they can score, don't get me wrong. They can score. 58 touchdowns, yeah, I understand that. But the Denver Broncos aren't going to be a team that I'm going to point, to say, oh, they're going to the AFC Championship game. I'm not ready to say that. We look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They didn't have a touchdown thrown to a wide receiver until week 8 of last year. and they lost Dwayne Bowe, so they want to commit to that ground and pound game. You know, Jamaal Charles compared himself to LeBron James of the NFL. I mean, good for him. He is a fantastic back. You know, he was their offense last year. You know, their defense is, they had the sack leader in Justin Houston, Tamba Ali. Eric Berry has returned from a very bad blood disorder. And now this team at Arrowhead, very tough to play. 6-2 they were this year. So they're going to be a team to watch out for again. I think they're going to be a defensive team. They're going to be able to manage the clock well. They can run the football. We obviously know that. But at the end of the day, still not a team that I can say they're going to the AFC Championship game. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs because they don't really have much dimension to their offense. Look at San Diego. I don't know what's going on here. Phillip Rivers has potential, and he's a fantastic quarterback. I shouldn't even say he has potential. We've seen the potential he has. Weapon-wise on offense, it's not even that. He's made it work. Not a team that really opened my eyes, to be honest. Gave up 348 points last year. Score only 348. Not a team, like I said, that is going to, you know, astonish anyone throughout the season. So not a team to really look at with much emphasis. We look at Oakland. They're not going to be this bad this year. I think they're not a 3-13 club, I'll tell you that. I say they make some strides. I said they get 6 or 7 wins this year. I love Carr. I really do. I really, really do love Derek Carr. Amari Cooper, I've seen some highlights of him at camp. He's got some great cuts. He looks healthy. Oakland Raiders, watch out. AFC West, they're gonna diminish your record, let me tell you. They're not going to go 0-8 on the road this year, and they're not going to go 1-5 in the division. I'll tell you that. The Oakland Raiders can play some football this year, and that's going to be my bold prediction. Watch out for them Raiders. About 7 minutes left on the show. You know, going through the NFC could be tough. I'm going to do what I can. We're definitely going to talk more on Madness as we continue on throughout the weeks. Let's talk about this NFC East division. Wow. You know what? Can anybody except the Redskins can come out on top in first place? Talk about Eli Manning and the Giants real quick. Eli's fantastic. When he needs to be, regular season, you know, just a regular game, he throws too many picks for me. Odell Beckham, I think teams are going to start to understand and figure him out. And I think the Giants, with the acquisition of James Jones, is actually very interesting. They're going to be a really great deep ball, deep threat, vertical offensive team with Cruz in the post. Beckham going deep and Jones going deep. They're going to score a lot of points, but the defense with a four-fingered Pierre Paul, I want to see how that works out. Eagles get DeMarco Murray. Sam Bradford, I don't know who is starting for that football team. But I'll tell you what, as a St. Louis Rams fan, Sam Bradford can't stay healthy. So you got to prepare for him to get injured, and you got the plan B. You lost Brandon Boykin, your quarterback, who was the sole reason the Eagles made the playoffs the past 2 years with two clutch interceptions in both of the last regular season game of each the 2014 and 2013 season. And the Dallas Cowboys, I really do. You know, the offensive line is still great. Darren McFadden is a quality running back if he stays healthy. Des Bryant is a freak of nature. Witten is a safety blanket. Their defense has questions, but they played sensational last year, and Sean Lee was hurt. Sean Lee's a great quarterback out of Penn State. So expect them to, you know, keep making noise. We're going to run the NFC North now. Packers, fantastic. Love them still. They didn't lose much. Rodgers back now, so their defense gets a boost. Offensively, they're still the Packers are going to, you know, score 486 points a year on you, even more. Joey Nelson can't be stopped. I think he's a great size and speed for a receiver. Detroit's still going to be, you know, a solid team. They did lose Sue. The rush defense won't be as great. They lost Fairley as well. Right to the St. Louis Rams. Thank you very much. Minnesota Vikings, watch out. They are my surprise team. Adrian Peterson is back. He's back for blood. I will tell you that. Adrian Peterson will return this year. Teddy Bridgewater has been great. Mike Wallace, their new latest acquisition, a very, very good deep ball receiver. Watch out. Their defense in their secondary is really starting to rev up, led by Harrison Smith. Watch out for the Minnesota Vikings. They are not a 7-9 club. They can make the wild card. The Bears are lost. No need to talk about them. They lost Marshall. Cutler's. There's something wrong with Cutler. You got to get him checked out. Alshon Jeffrey's great. I love Alshon Jeffrey. Their defense is kind of in a mix right now. They're all over the place. They don't know who's going to lead where. And, you know, loss of Urlacher really did hurt this team. His leadership really is, you know, you see when players like this leave the NFL and they leave their team, what happens to, you know, the position they play for. It is showing for the Chicago Bears. Not a 5-11 team. I think they're even going to get more than 4 wins this year. I really don't think that they are going to make much noise in the NFC North. But continue on to the NFC South. We've got 2 more divisions to go, the South and the West. What is going on here? People think the Saints can make a bounce back. With who? What weapons? Excuse me. Drew Brees, I'm sorry. You say you think your team can win another Super Bowl. I sure as hell do not think that is possible. I don't think anyone outside, or excuse me, no, I actually was right, anyone outside of the state of Louisiana can think you can win another one either. You don't have the weapons anymore. Your defense is atrocious. You guys have no secondary. You know, I love the Panthers, man. You know, they will probably win the division 7-8 again. 6-9, maybe 8-8, or excuse me, 9-7. You know, Cam Newton's great. You know, he got the money and well deserved. Kelvin Benjamin, you know, helped him get that money, without a doubt in my mind. You know, you lose Greg Hardy. You still got Charles Johnson. You got a physical defense. They're gonna come out on top again, but you know they're not gonna. They won a game in the NFC playoffs. So, you know. Congrats, my hat's off to them, you know. So they've been there, done that. They've been there, done that team. Got to keep rolling. Don't have much time. 90 seconds left on the show. I may go a little bit over to finish up my breakdown here. The Atlanta Falcons, whoa, their secondary is a mess. Pass rush got, you know, a little bit better. Yeah, their running game kind of went in a little up and down roller coaster, you know, acquiring Steven Jackson. They hope they can do a little pound and ground, the ground and pound game. And when the opposition front seven, you know, brought the house, they can throw it up to Julio Jones or Roddy White to make a play. That's not working for them. I think they'll win more than 6 games this year. And maybe like a 3-way tie for first place in the NFC South. Watch out for Tampa Bay. I love Jameis. I love Mike Evans. I love Vincent Jackson. They're not a 2-14 club. They got a young defense who was plagued by injuries last year. So they're going to be back. They're going to make a bounce back. Listen, this NFC South, everyone in this conference, excuse me, division, can end up in like a 4-way tie. That's how crazy this NFC South division is. Now let's turn to my St. Louis Rams. 10 seconds left on the show. If you're listening, you will get cut off. But if you want to listen to the rest of my NFL analysis, you just keep listening on, listen back to the podcast, and it will be there. The NFC West, the last team. I'm a St. Louis Rams fan. I will be as non-biased as I can. The Seattle Seahawks will win the division with Jimmy Graham. I don't see why they can't. They did lose No, when I say a lot, folks, they lost a lot on defense, but they didn't lose superstar talent. They lost, you know, secondary, you know, 2-3 spot talent, as in Byron Maxwell. So their defense has some gaps, but it may not be that noticeable because they still have Chancellor, Thomas, Sherman, Wagner, etc. They will come out of the top of the West. Everyone thinks the Arizona Cardinals are, you know, a fantastic team, a playoff team. No, they're not, and I'll tell you why. Carson Palmer can't stay healthy. It's been proven. You have to get a quarterback sooner than later. He's a talent, but unfortunately, he cannot lead your team to a playoff victory. Defensively, great. Great team. Young, led by Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu has emerged. They can play defense, I'll tell you that. But there's going to be a change. I don't think they're going to be an 11-5 club this year. I just can't see it. I just can't. San Francisco 49ers are 8-8. No. Their whole defense is gone. Their leader, Patrick Willis, is gone. Harbaugh's gone. Gore gone. They got Torrey Smith. They got a vertical threat. Yeah, okay, great. But Kaepernick's not going to want to throw the ball. He's going to want to run. They're in trouble. They are in trouble. It's going to be a year for them to, you know, watch and learn. I'll tell you that. They're going to come in last in the division. And I think in second place are going to be the St. Louis Rams. They have one of the best defensive lines in football. I would say second behind the Buffalo Bills in Long, Fairley, McDonald, and Quinn. Secondary is young and coming along well. They got Nick Foles for Bradford, which I love. And people say, oh, Nick Foles throws a lot of interceptions. He had that one season where, you know, he had 12 touchdowns in 2 games, but a lot of people, there was a statistic where a lot of his throws were actually could have been interceptions, but a lot of defenses, you know, dropped possible interceptions. I find that baloney. You know, okay, that could be a statistic, but you know, it's not an interception. You got to make the catch for it to be an interception. Nick Foles is much better in my eyes than Sam Bradford. The Todd Gurley pick in the NFL draft could be dangerous. You're rolling the dice here, coming off an ACL tear, but he sure as hell knew how to run the ball in Georgia, I'll tell you that. You know, Jeff Fisher, best 8-8 coach in the NFL, loves to run the football, manage the game. I think St. Louis Rams are going to be a different team this year, and it's going to be a team on your schedule when you see them not going to be walking the park. And that's all we have. You know, I ran through 8 divisions. It's going to be one exciting year. My division to watch out for will be the AFC East and the NFC East. They're just two divisions. Excuse me. I'm right. Divisions. They are two divisions that is going to be a very nitty-gritty race, and it will come down to, you know, that last game of the season. You know, you got to win to get in. But only a couple more weeks away from NFL, and I can't wait. I'm ready to watch my Cleveland. Oh, my goodness. Not the old Cleveland Rams. I'm ready to watch my St. Louis Rams, and I know John Fanta is ready to watch his Cleveland Browns. And on that note, everyone, thank you for tuning in. I'm Corey Ponerolo. John Fanta and I will be back tomorrow. John Fanta, like I said, long night, he is catching up on some rest, and he will be back tomorrow. John, appreciate everything you do for the show. Can't wait to have you back. We will talk Mets and the miraculous, you know, the miracles going on in the metropolitan area. But for Midnight Madness, I'm Corey Ponerolo. You can follow me at Corey_Ponerolo for my professional account with updates on Big East basketball and Seton Hall basketball and everything sports related. Or if you want, you know, a funny joke, I can crack a joke here and there, you know, talk about Drake versus Meek Mill as that feud continues on. Follow me at @C_Ponce. Everyone, have a great Tuesday morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.